Spuds Challenge 2 is underway. Rugby Club looked to have taken an early lead, but they seem to be getting helper there. Jimmy Daly's very much in there. He's just guiding them along, in fairness. Rugby Club break from the trap, so does the Soccer Club. Good work by the Soccer Club, but it's very close by my call. Soccer Club first, Conroy second for the GA with Butler. Very tight. Conroy is flying it, but are both members back? Both members are not back, so it's going to be hard to call. Now, Brian Flannery, in rugby, we don't talk to the referee. Thank you, GA win it again. GA win it, a clear cut win there, Moss.
Clear cut.
So the rule is, as long as the bucket gets back.
Full bucket.
All bucket or no dinner.
The soccer dropped their bucket there, so they were disqualified.
Yeah, John Flannery, very helpful to the GA club, in fairness to him. Good GA man from Kilmaine there. And I think we're 2-1 up at the Spuds Challenge.
Yeah, we're 2-1 up at the Spuds Challenge, and we haven't yet won in 2 weeks.
Spuds race 3 is on. Stafford and McTighe, husband and wife. John Stafford and his wife Linda McTighe. Jimmy Daly and Aidan Fury for the rugby. Look at their soccer club go. Doherty goes, and he is flying it. A clear cut win of the soccer, but there's a big race for second. Aidan Fury against John Stafford. Stafford stumbles going to the line, but Stafford will take it in the battle of below the town. GA club get 2, rugby club 1, but the clear cut winners, soccer. Big win there for the soccer club. The word is the Donegal man is the biggest threat they have in this challenge today. The word is he's the only threat they have today. Spuds Challenge 3 underway. Kearney and I don't know who is it for the GA. Paul Elaine O'Brien. Owen Rowe and his good wife are the rugby club are flying it. They'll not be caught. O'Neill will not be caught. O'Neill and Jennings will not be caught. They're cruising home. Kearney making a second for the GA club. Soccer club back to third. Clear cut win there for Owen Rowe and Martina Jennings for the rugby club. Next Spuds race is underway for the GA. John Colhane and Paddy McTighe, they're shoveling. The rugby club have there's a lot of them around. There's about 8 or 9 of them involved. It's hard to know fully, but they're first. No, the soccer club have cleared. Sean Riley clear from the traps with Tracy Burke. Riley won't be beaten. It's a race for second. Colhane versus McTighe and McTighe, but Brian Flannery is going to take second for the rugby. Yeah, no bothers. Rugby club second, soccer one, GAA third. The next rugby race is underway. I see John Flannery there. I think it's Paul Kane. I'm not quite sure. No, it's not Paul Kane. The GAA club have Alan Flannery looking awful slow, if I don't mind saying Alan. And Hilary Flannery, his wife. But the rugby club are comfortable. Flannery cruising around the pole. Comfortable getting home. The soccer club would be second. The GAA club, a disastrous third. John Colhane, the chairman of the club, didn't exactly lead the way there, did he?
He didn't. And he pulled on the red and green as well. I thought he should have made more of an effort there.
Yes,
a little bit. I respect some great things when I saw the red and green.
A little more professionalism and a little less patriotism, perhaps.
Maybe. There's a lot to be said for that at times, anyway.
Yes, hopefully that's not a sign of the green red will do today in Kildare.
Can we say the same now as looking at the figures during the week there, that the results of this don't really matter at all? I think we do that. That's what we have to
It's say. Only an opinion poll. The date that counts is March 11th.
Exactly.
Next next race on. Rugby club moving very well. They seem to have got Roots. Soccer first in the blocks, followed by the rugby club. GA way behind. Paul Kane and Aidan Golden cruising, comfortable. But the soccer club are going well too. This is a tough one. GA club are not in this one. I think it's the rugby club. The referee will adjudicate. Rugby club, yeah, John, rugby club, I think, wasn't it?
I'd give it to the soccer club myself there, I'd say. The rugby club shouted louder. I think that's why they got the vote.
We'll just check with the referee.
To the rugby club.
Well, John, you know, in covering world sports, you get some sickening moments. And he's given that to the rugby club, has he? I think they got it, though. I think, in fairness, he's right, but it's still very disappointing.
It's very disappointing that they got anything at all.
So that's they've won the Spuds Challenge overall.
They seem to have won all the challenges.
So far, is that the three of them done now?
The three of them done.
But you'd have to say it was a very beacon of sportsmanship throughout the day.